Hello, guys, and welcome to Together Forever. This is where we're giving you guys, the married guys, the lucky ones, where we're giving you tips that will help you keep that intimacy, keep that spark alive. And we've been looking at reasons our wives may deliberately disrespect us. Manjla, what do you have for us today?
Today we are dealing with deliberate disrespect because of our immoral or an unacceptable behavior. It is difficult to expect a wife you beat up to show you respect. But for some reason, as men, we think that if you beat up your wife, she will respect you. Over the many, many years, we as husbands and men and centuries, we've been beating up wives, if it's been centuries. One thing has become clear. Beating someone up doesn't make them respect you. It may make them fear you, but doesn't make them respect you. And in marriage, that fear does not even last for the rest of your life. Because she gets used to being beaten up. She gets used to the pain. And because she cannot win a physical fight, she will find other ways of fighting back. And disrespect is one of them. You may win a physical fight, but she will disrespect you. And she will increase the areas and instances where she shows you that disrespect. And she will sometimes do it in such a way that you will feel as much, if not more, pain than she feels when you beat her up. And you'll find that it never ends. Talk to people who've been beating up their wives. Beating up their wives has not changed the issue of disrespect. Never mind the fact that it's immoral and the fact that it's illegal, but it just does not work. It simply does not work. But whenever we do that, whenever we are unable to solve our issues with our wives by talking through them, whenever we resort to beating them up, we lose a lot of that respect. Mm-hmm. And in the process, they choose to fight back through disrespect. It is hard to expect a woman to respect you as a man when you are cheating on her. Initially, she gets hurt. Initially, she gets hurt and she cries and she pleads with you as a husband to change. Initially, she tries to negotiate with you out of it. But she gets to a point where she realizes that you don't care. Now, you may say you care. Many times I've spoken to men who do cheat, and the position they will advance is that they care. They love their wives. What they are doing out there does not matter. It's just fun. It's something that is not even significant. Sometimes they may not even know the name of this person they're doing something with out there. It just doesn't matter. Sometimes it's just a one-night stand. It's just insignificant. And the woman will sit there and say, if it's that insignificant, why would you jeopardize our solid marriage over something that insignificant? So she then looks at you cheating on her and realizes that this thing is not valuable to you. And the way she responds to that, because this respect of you being this husband, because our wives have glorious images of us when we start out. And then she realizes, okay, fine, you're not this that she thought you were. And sometimes as a way she fights back is disrespect. Of course, I must say, to an extent, that's probably a preferable response than if she decides to go and cheat on you herself, because that hurts us deeply.
On the issue of cheating, I know that marriage itself is considered in many places as both a religious ceremony, but also a civil ceremony. And when people talk of marriages, they say it's a civil contract as well. Now, on the civil side, isn't there a clause that talks about cheating? Or this whole notion of your wife and your wife alone, to death do you part, is that only observed by the religious?
You'll find that in many countries, that are very secular. By secular, I mean the law, the country is basically governed by constitution, and there's no religious document above that. You'll find that cheating is not illegal. Okay. In the sense that you may have your affair on the side. It's just considered unfaithful because you are just breaking a vow you made when you got married. But it's not legal. It's not illegal. There's no law in that country that says thou shalt not cheat on your spouse. And if you cheat, this is what's going to happen. Because no one is ever arrested for cheating.
But generally, it's frowned upon.
It's frowned upon. We all look in all cultures, even polygamous cultures will frown upon adultery. Because someone who says, no, I'm an African, African is polygamous. Yes, African cultures are polygamous, but polygamous means that you actually marry the person.
Okay.
You met them. Even in those instances where you have a concubine, it becomes an official person that everybody knows that this is their, you know, there's a setup of doing the whole thing. No culture actually promotes you sleeping around with anybody just like that. No one, even the most traditional of African cultures, it does not promote that. So it's just an excuse that we use. It's just an excuse.
Yeah.
Now, in our present day society, the whole idea of cheating is just not acceptable. It's not acceptable even to people who are secular. To religious people, we know it's just sinful. It's wrong. Full stop. But in spite of the many things we hide behind, we lose a lot of our respect from our wives when we cheat on them. And so sometimes they will treat us with disrespect deliberately because they know, this one is cheating on me. And sometimes they do so because they're hitting back, because you are cheating on them and they have no intention of cheating on you because that's not who they are. And the way they hit you back is by cheating on you. Yes, sometimes they will withhold sex, and sometimes they withhold sex from you validly. Because if you're cheating on them, you could be bring them HIV, AIDS, and they could end up being infected and because you were having fun. So sometimes it's very valid. It's very valid when they decide, I'm not having sex with you. If we're going to have sex, you're going to have to use a condom. And there you are as a man upset. How can she do this to me? Who does she think she is? In actual fact, you brought that upon yourself. And thirdly, you'll find that our wives will show us deliberate disrespect because as husbands, we go to work and we gamble our money away. We go to work and we prioritize friends. We prioritize in-laws. Your children may not have shoes to go to school, but for some reason, you still have money to drink the whole weekend and buy alcohol for your friends. Your family may not have food at home. It may not have clothes. Your family may be struggling to pay rent or pay the bond. But somehow you have money to buy meat for friends for a braai. You are able to give money to relatives who need money, even though you may know that they're not going to pay it back.
Mm. You're able to drive across town for that, you know, for that party or to be with those friends.
Yeah, you're able to do that, yet you don't have money to do basic things in the home. And those things, when a husband does not prioritize his own family, when you find that the husband says, I don't have money to pay the electric bill, and yet you have money to give a cousin who wants to go and sort out his problem, then they realize, you don't prioritize us. You don't. And that is what sometimes causes our wives to disrespect us. They will talk to us with disrespect because sometimes they will justifiably say you don't deserve it. I've sat in counseling sessions where wives will say, how do you respect a man that does this? And they go on and they list things. Mm. And when they list these things, they're basically saying, I have come to a point where I do not see what is worth respecting in my husband. And let's remember his husband.
That's a strong statement.
It is a strong statement. Respect is earned. You don't just get respect because of a position that you have. People may fear you because of the position that you have, but you don't get respect because of the position that you have. You earn respect. We don't automatically get respect because we are husbands. We need to earn that respect. We do. But because our wives love us, they start out respecting us because it's out of love, and then we lose it from there. So sometimes we do these things as husbands. Sometimes we do these immoral behavior. Sometimes we get involved in conduct that is criminal. And the wife looks at you and is surprised because this is not who she wants to be married to. This is not the father of her children that she imagined. And then you wonder why she treats you with disrespect. So because of our immoral and unacceptable behavior, sometimes our wives deliberately show us disrespect. Now, how do we deal with that? We know what is immoral and what is unacceptable. Let's just not do it.
Simple as that.
It's just simple.
And I think at the end of the day, Manj, I agree with you 100%. We all have a sense of what's right and what's wrong, which is why certain things are done in the cover of night.
Yes.
Or are done in secret. If those things weren't wrong, why are they done in secret? So I think we all do have a sense of what is right and what is wrong. And I agree with you. I think exercising. So you think that would make that much of a difference?
It will. I'll tell you why. No. We all know that this story of beating up our wives is not working. Do you know why you know that? Because no man would sit and enjoy watching his mother being beaten up. You may say your wife deserves a beating. You would not smile if your daughter's husband was beating her up. This means that as much as you do it, you do not want it done unto you. You do not want it done to your own, to people that you love. We feel even people who beat up their wives don't want their sisters beaten up. I know of a man whose father died and the mother remarried. And the one thing about this man, the mother remarried, is that he used to beat up his mother. Now, as much as he beat up his wife, he just could not stand the fact that another man was beating up his mother. He couldn't. He could not understand why they couldn't discuss it and solve matters. Why? Because deep down he knows it's not right.
But he didn't see that same thing with his situation.
But he does. It's just a thing. It's not that we don't see that beating up our wives is not right. We do. It's just that we can. You know, everybody, even any man that says he lost his temper and beat up his wife is lying. I'll tell you why. Because at work, when your boss insults you, you don't lose your temper and beat him up. No matter what a policeman says to you at a roadblock, you don't lose your temper and beat him up. When you are being robbed and these guys have knives or they have guns, you don't lose your temper and try to beat them up.
True.
Why? Because you know this situation, you can't afford to do it. You beat up your wife because you know you can get away with it. It's not because of anger. It's not because of culture. It's not because of any of those things. It's because we can. So we know the things we should not be doing. We know we don't want to be cheated upon. We know that. Do you know how you know it? Because you'd go mad the day you find out your wife is sleeping with somebody else, even though you're sleeping with somebody else yourself. So we know they're not right. And a way of preventing a lot of disrespect is just not do these things that are immoral and unacceptable. If you're struggling with it, because we all do, talk to the Lord. That's where God comes in. He comes in and he promises to give you the power to do it. He promises to give you the will to change and the ability to change and move away from those immoral and unacceptable behaviors. It's possible. It can be done.
Great. Guys, sadly, we're out of time. But remember, it's not fair and it's not right to have double standards. And whatever you're battling with that you know is a big thorn in your marriage, pray about it. God still is able to deliver us. Until next time, I'm Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.
Thank you.